Area Voices is our series focusing on the arts, culture, and history of northern Minnesota. Area Voices producer Alana Yust is going into the field for a hands-on approach to the arts. This week, she's giving a brand new art form a try. Here's Alana.
I'm Alana Yust, producer of Area Voices for Northern Community Radio. I recently heard someone say, while looking at a piece of fine art, "That looks easy. I can make that." I decided to challenge that statement head-on in a new series I'm calling The Embedded Artist. For the next few months, I'll be visiting local artists and diving right in to prove that art doesn't just happen, and that northern Minnesota is chock-full of talented, serious artists. So without further ado, I give you the first episode in this new series, The Embedded Artist Tries Wood Carving.
There's a lot of people not here today. They've all, what, a couple of them are teaching a class.
Oh, are they?
Concordia.
Yeah, Concordia.
Those
whistles they're making, isn't it?
It's a Wednesday when I walk into the basement of the Bemidji Senior Center. I get a couple of questioning smiles, like, "Are you sure this is where you want to be?" But it definitely is. This is where the Bemidji Woodcarvers Club meets every week, and they are who I came to see.
So, if you'd like to start,
I like this.
We'll get you started here.
Okay.
You can see that the marks show you which direction you're going to be cutting in.
There are 8 members here today, and as I look around, everybody is working on a unique wood carving project. There's a set of hunting dogs at various stages of completeness. I see a blacked-out figurine, but I'm told later it will be a cowboy. One member is making great progress on a female form that I can tell already will have a lot of detail when it's finished. And there are a pair of birds, and one of them has intricately wood-burned feathers. I can't believe the variety.
So what's the first step to wood carving?
First step is to start out simple. Start out with something that, especially if you haven't carved before, start out with something that's simple to work on. It's easy to do, it just takes a lot of practice.
The group knows I'm coming, and their welcome is really very warm. I get ushered into the middle of the table and I'm surrounded by what I can only assume is years, probably decades, of experience. But I don't feel too intimidated. Bob Larson is the president of the group, and he offers me what's called a blank. A blank, as I've now learned, is basically a cutout of a shape before any detail has been carved. It's a rough out. The blank that I'll be working on is an otter. It's roughly 10 inches long, and someone has penciled in some arrows for me.
Frank has been good enough to put which directions you want to carve, because you always want to carve downhill on the grain. You don't want to go against the grain, because if you tried to go uphill here, it's going to dig in, and there's no way that you can get out of that. You're stuck.
I borrow some tools from Bob for the day, and he explains what the different knives are used for. There's a lot of trust in this group, because without much further ado, they hand me a knife, and I get to work.
And sometimes, yeah, it gets a little clumsy to hold the piece, but you'll get used to it. You figure out ways to do it. This is the slicing cuts. A stop cut is when you make a cut straight into the material, like that, and then you come from the other direction, because, see, it stopped when it hit that. Mm-hmm. That's a stop cut.
So it's almost like you're making a wedge out of the wood and then cutting it out.
Yep. And you'll use stop cuts a lot.
I've got to admit that this first session is really slow going. I'm a little nervous about my knife slipping and severing my hand. But as I start to get the hang of it, the process is really satisfying.
And there's several different techniques that you want to learn. This is a nice sharp knife, by the way. Very sharp knife. And this is some of the technique, too. You have a lot more control if you back it up with your other hand. You can see how I'm backing it up. Mm-hmm. And I can't cut myself like this. There's no way that I can cut myself like this because the control is there.
I hack off curly little shavings that look like fancy pieces of white chocolate. I try to remember to use my elbows like a fulcrum and to use both my thumbs as I carve away from myself. I'm also really enjoying this group dynamic. There's a lot of self-deprecating humor and a good deal of camaraderie, and I appreciate how laid back this incredibly talented group of people really is.
I don't like her sitting by me because she talks with her knife.
I'm better.
Just one of the hazards of wood carving, right?
It is, yes.
Among the group is Frank Barra. He's an incredibly humble guy, but he also happens to be the vice president of the group. I'm told time and again that Frank makes the most sales of anyone in this group.
So can you tell me a little bit more about the woods that you use and prefer?
Most everybody uses basswood. There is a grain to it, because all wood grows, you know, from the center of the tree and out. And when you're cutting it, you really don't feel the difference between the old growth and new growth.
He travels to different wood carving shows and sells a variety of items. I can tell that Frank doesn't like to draw attention to himself, but I can also tell that he's really passionate about wood carving. We've been working and whittling for about 45 minutes, and I have to laugh at how slow I am. Only part of my otter's tail has taken any shape, which I'll blame on multitasking, even though I know I'm just slow. Painfully slow, in fact.
It just takes a little practice.
It just takes a little practice.
Yeah, just practice at it.
It may seem a little hard, but it's worth taking the time to learn how to do it.
There's a coffee break, which I can already understand. The muscles used for wood carving are kind of unique. I can feel that my thumbs are a little bit tired, and it really feels nice to roll my wrists and shoulders out a little bit.
Because that's one of the problems with carving, unless you're really, really paying attention, is you end up like this.
Hunched over like this.
And then pretty soon, oh my God, my back hurts, my neck hurts, my shoulders hurt.
Yeah, worse than a computer even,
yes.
It seems like.
Yes, yep.
Wow. After the coffee break, we head back to the basement, and everyone picks up where they left off. I ask more questions about the group and their projects. They tell me that this is a group that takes wood carving seriously. It's not just a crafting group. It's a group of artists.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been wood carving, Bob?
Is that the way you
Since 2004. Seriously. Before that, I've been carving something or another all my life. I mean, since I was old enough to have a knife, but seriously in 2004.
When I ask about the pieces they're working on, most of the group members have plans. Some of these pieces will be entered into juried competitions. Some of them will be sold. At first, I'm surprised that most of these won't be given away as gifts. But then I remind myself that this is a group of artists, and artists don't just give away their work.
My daughters say, you know, Dad, you can't sell that piece. That's mine. Well, okay, I got two daughters and one nice piece. How am I going to manage that?
By the end of my first day of wood carving, I'm really excited. The group has been really supportive and patient. But even more than that, I'm impressed.
What's the philosophy of the Bemidji Wood Carvers Club?
Well, that it's a hobby, but it's a hobby that we all take seriously. We're producing art. Not necessarily just crafts. We have a legacy to share with other people, our kids, our family, and it's also a chance for us to share our carving arts with the entire community.
Wood carving is an investment. It takes money to buy the tools. It takes a lot of time. Bob thinks it might take me 10 to 12 hours to finish this tiny otter I'm working on. The technique has to be honed. And as several group members tell me, after years of carving, they're still learning. But mostly, wood carving takes an incredible amount of patience, which may be the piece of this puzzle that I'm missing the most. I'm told, though, that once I get the hang of it, wood carving is a really relaxing experience. With the Bemidji Woodcarvers Club, I'm Alana Yust, the Embedded Artist.
And this episode of The Embedded Artist is part of Area Voices, stories about the arts, culture, and history of northern Minnesota. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.